the GAA program is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, proud sponsors of the Donegal GAA Club Championships.
GAA Vegas Falchuk with Clarella and coming Luke Clascale, Clark to Moon Luke Clascale, a shock in the show with me, Tom Comack, as always on a Wednesday night. And well, we're here a little longer tonight because we've got an hour long special program ahead of course, the big game in Ballybuffet on Sunday. That's Donegal versus Tyrone in that All Ireland Senior Championship quarter final. Biggest game ever played in Donegal, certainly this time of the year in terms of championship football, and the prize for the winners is huge. It's a place in an All-Ireland final, All-Ireland semi-final, and a crack at either Monaghan or Galway, who obviously play as well at the weekend. But we've got a bumper lineup for you tonight. Just coming up on the programme, we've got two former All-Stars forwards from Donegal, Adrian Sweeney, Colin McFadden, a former All-Star defender from Tyrone, John Lynch, ex-Fermanagh player and manager Dom Corrigan. And we also hear from Donegal's young midfielder Hugh McFadden and that long-serving Tyrone manager Mickey Hart, what into his 16th championship season, and with his record coming to McCool Park, anything certainly is possible. Of course, Tyrone haven't won in McCool Park in 45 years. 1973 was the last occasion. Donegal have the Indian sign on the O'Neill County in McCool Park ever since. We'll talk to our guests about that. And of course, as always, you can text us here at Highland Radio on 086 60 25,000. No, it's not 60 25,000, is it? Yeah, 60 25,000, and 00353 86 60 25,000 if you're dialing from outside the coding area. Paul McDevitt is on production tonight, so he'll keep us right, hopefully. But I'm delighted to say, first of all, I'm joined tonight by two stars, one from Donegal and one from Tyrone. Adrian Sweeney, good night to you.
Good night, Tom. How are you?
And John Lynch, we've got you loud and clear all the way from Castledarg.
Loud and clear, Tom, yeah.
Yeah, well, we'll start with Adrian. Obviously looking forward to Sunday. Tell me, Adrian, biggest game ever in McCool Park for Donegal?
Ah, without a doubt, Tom. I suppose we never, like at this stage of the year, we never had any really many championships game in McCool Park. And I suppose if you look back over this last number of years since I suppose Jim McGuinness's team broke the broke into the Ulster set up and won a couple of Ulster championships in 2011, Donegal and Tyrone have crossed paths on numerous occasions and they've all been tight affairs.
Yeah, pretty intriguing affairs as well. You didn't get a call or anything because, as you know, the rightful forward is missing, and yourself and Colin McFadden certainly could fill a gap.
Paddy now is a massive loss, as is, well, going by all reports, Owen Bann's gone as well. He's another big loss, you know, but listen, you have to play with what you have, Justin, and I'm sure Declan has able deputies to line up.
Yeah, tell me, before we talk about the game itself, tell me, your own big games in McCool Park, you've had one or two encounters, maybe league, Dr. McKenna Cup with Tyrone?
Yeah, over the years, definitely, yeah, well, it's mostly been all probably league with Tyrone, and it was just the way the fixtures lined up at the time or whatever, you know, but any day you play Tyrone, whether it's McKenna Cup or it's league or whatever it is, you know, they're always tight affairs, no team wants to give any quarter, and to Sunday will be no different.
Yeah, and any memorable occasions?
Not really. No, well, listen, we had a few against Tyrone. I suppose going back, it wasn't in Ballybuffet, but we're going back into 2004, I think, we played Tyrone and Clonus, and we overturned them that day in the championship. That was probably the most memorable, and we played them as well. And I think maybe in 2003 in McCool Park in a league game as well, and we managed to turn them over, but. Generally, that team that I played in, we always had fairly decent records against that Tyrone team. Now, they did give us a couple of hammers along the way as well, but generally, we always were well able for them, you know. But Sunday's a different ball game altogether, you know. It's two teams that line up with their various systems, and it's up, I suppose, it's up to each team trying to break the other down and work on counter-attack and whatnot. And I suppose the team that makes the least amount of mistakes will come out on top in the end.
That's the voice of former Donegal All-Star corner forward Adrian Sweeney, one of our guests tonight on the programme, and this special programme coming to you tonight from Highland Radio here, a special GA programme, of course, with that big game, as Adrian was saying, in McCool Park on Sunday, where Donegal faced Tyrone in Well, the prize for the winners are placed in that All-Ireland semi-final. John Lynch, tell me, what's the feeling in the O'Neill County this week?
Well, Tom, as I say, we've often talked about the feeling in Tyrone and how it has been, and over the, I suppose really since last September, our last match in Croke Park we had against Dublin, the feeling has been pretty poor. You know, negative, a lot of negative talk about how where this team is, but thankfully, Tom, they've come around a wee bit. They've got themselves sorted. You know, the match against Dublin kind of knocked them for six, and their confidence was gone, Tom, to be honest with you, through the league. They've picked it up a bit. You know, they played Galway in the first round, Tom, and they got badly beat against Galway, and I think people were just sort of saying, well, that's it. This team is not going to be anywhere that they expected to be, and I think the people in Tyrone thought, this is it. But we got ourselves with a few results in the league, Tom, that got us back sort of into a wee bit of a shape, and we stayed in Division One. So that was a bit of a bonus for us. And then the blow against Monaghan, Tom, sort of made it worse again. So people thought, you know, it was a sort of just a myth that we were coming back. But I suppose, Tom, the run through the backdoor system sort of, it sort of guided the team back to what where they really are, Tom. To be honest, I still believe that this team has a lot of talent. They've a lot of you know, good players, you know, spread throughout the team. There's a lot of very, very good players there. So, you know, it was there, Tom, but it just takes, as you know yourself, football is about confidence, Tom, and these lads have, you know, they were dealt a serious blow against Dublin, which dented their confidence big time, and then again against Galway in the first round of the league. So they've come back, and to their credit, they've got themselves back into a very, very good position right now. You know, albeit, look, Tom, you know, people, we have to realise that through the backdoor system, we didn't necessarily beat great teams. I still have an opinion that in the standard football, you know, apart from maybe the top, even the top eight that we're talking about, you know, down below that, Tom, that the standard is not great. So, but Tyrone came through and they beat a couple of teams. Those, you know, 30 seconds from 30 seconds over the time and they beat Meath. You know, and if the whistle had been blown on that 30 seconds, well, we were gone, we were out there. So we got ourselves back, Tom, and we beat a couple of teams coming through the backdoor system that, you know, that you should be beating, you know what I mean, Carlos and teams like that, and we came through. And, Tom, we've got ourselves now in a position we got ourselves into the Super 8s. We got a result against Roscommon, very good result against Common. We played Dublin, Tom. Look, personally, I wasn't that impressed by our performance against Dublin. I thought we made a lot of mistakes and we were a wee bit toothless up front and stuff, but we got them. We brought them close, you know, albeit from 1-3, we could have brought them to a point. And so, look, Tom, the way it is right now, and again, a lot of people in Tyrone are feeling the same way, they're not sure how we are. But this Sunday, Tom, will be the acid test for Tyrone. This is the one that I think, you know, great that, you know, for somebody like me living in this area, right next door to Donegal and across, the people across the Donegal will be the same. But this is the acid test, Tom. We'll know by Sunday where we are.
And tell me, you mentioned obviously you were on the border. I suppose Donegal is the rivalry from your point of view.
Yes, Tom. It always was the rivalry for us. Albeit, Tom, when I played with Tyrone, I didn't actually face Donegal that often in the championship. To be honest with you, we might have had an odd league game against them, but for me, it was never a big. We never had them in the championship. My first ever game to go to a Gaelic football match, Tom. I went one time. My father was a great Finn Harps supporter, and we went to Finn Harps one day, and the match was cancelled, I think, or something happened anyway. But we ended up. He said, "Well, look, we'll go to this Gaelic match," and Donegal were playing Tyrone over in Bacool Park. I think it was a 1973 match, that famous one where there was a bit of trouble. And so that was my blessing and my first blessing and Tyrone Donegal football. But Tom, the rivalry has been great here. Like, I played minor on day one against Donegal, and we always had that rivalry going on. But as far as a supporter's point of view goes, Tom, it's nearly like, it's like a Celtic Rangers thing at the minute around here. At the minute, that's the way it is. So it's great, Tom. It's great the way it is. Like.
And tell me, McCool Park, you know, there is this feeling. Well, there is not just a feeling. It probably is fact, and statistics probably back it up. That McCool Park is something of a fortress for Donegal. They rarely lose in it.
Yeah. Well, look, I think it's Tom. If you look throughout the whole country, I don't think there's not a county in Ireland that has a pitch that is such a fortress to them. You know, personally for us in Oma, like the majority of people in Tyrone would rather see Tyrone to play challenge matches out of Oma. But when it comes to Donegal, Tom, McCool Park just seems to be the place that they just nobody can beat them there.
Yeah.
So that's
what do you think that is? You play there yourself, as you said, a few league games.
I always found the pitch, for some reason, the pitch, like whenever it seems to be very, 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 very small and everything's closed in. And I think Donegal probably play to their strength in that. The style of football that they play is, you know, Tom, like, I'm really going back to Brian McNiff's times. If you think about the way Donegal, the style of football they played then, you know, a lot of people give a lot of plaudits to modern day football that sort of has stemmed from the 2000s or even before that, slightly in the 90s. But I would have to give Brian McNiff a lot of credit for what he done back in his time. Like what he done at that time was introduce a sort of a possession type game. It's quite possibly maybe the fact that he was playing in McCool Park and he realised, look, he realised that this is maybe what we need to do to for our strengths here to work on the small pitch, and maybe that's where that stemmed from. I'm not sure, but I think Brian deserves a lot of credit for, you know, for his modern day thinking really back in. And like, I'm chatting the early 80s here, right through. So I found that playing there, especially in league matches, Tom, that it's a small pitch and you seem closed in, and there is that sort of, you know, that, you know, feeling that you're closed in, and it's tough to play, Tom. To be honest with you, look, it's tough to play, and Donegal play to their strengths in that wee pitch now, in fairness, like.
Adrian Sweeney, did you always feel that McCool Park was a fortress?
Ah, yeah, Tom, definitely over the years. I think over the years, definitely. It is an advantage to, you know, once you're playing at home in a championship game, regardless where you're playing, it should be an advantage to you. Like, it should be worth two or three scores to you in a game. I suppose all Donegal players love to play in their home pitch, and that's no different than any other county. And I suppose no more than Sunday, you're expecting it should be give Donegal an added advantage. Saying that, I suppose Tyrone are well used to it as well at this stage, and they'll have it well worked out. But I know John mentioned there about the pitch being small. I'll tell you, if you ran up and down pitch a couple of times, you wouldn't think it's that small. It's actually a fairly big pitch, and it's as big as probably any other pitch around the place. But it's just, I suppose, it's like every other home team, they're well used to it and they know how to play it.
Would there be a temptation to narrow it for Sunday?
Listen, it's both teams. They're like, both teams have fairly pacey forwards and pacey defenders, you know, so it suits both teams. They keep it fairly open, you know, and that's what players want. They want plenty of room, I suppose, and Sunday will be no different than that.
John Lynch, as you know, there's all kinds of accusations and rumour floating about the Dublin game that Healy Park was narrowed, wasn't it, for the Dublin game?
Oh, it was, yeah. It was brought on I think Joe Brawley said there was 6 metres, but I think possibly around about 4 metres, so they brought it on each side, so...
Yeah, and there's all kinds of theories of who was involved, but the latest theory I see is Owen Mulligan in the Irish Examiner today, or was with Paddy Power or something. He reckoned that Mickey Hart got it narrowed, not for the Dublin game, but actually they prepared them for Ballybuffet.
That's possible. That's quite possible. I was told that from a good source now that Mickey is responsible for the narrowing of the pitch. I think that's going to be concrete for the people out there, that Mickey is the man decided. But I think he okayed it with the Dublin team. So, Tom, your theory could be right. It could have been, or Muggsy's theory could be right, that it could have been coming down the road to Donegal here, that he decided to go for a smaller pitch to try and get himself used to playing against Donegal. I don't know, Tom, but it's
one of those theories anyway. It's one of those theories that's doing the rounds, and I'm sure it'll gain more momentum as the week goes on. And if Tyrone win, it certainly will even gain more momentum. Tell me, in terms of the performance against Dublin in Healy Park 2 weeks ago. I know you were critical out of yourself afterwards on social media, but by and large, was it not a good performance from Tyrone?
Well, I suppose, Tom, maybe well, I would be critical that way, but at the bottom line is, Tom, is I look at it, when you look at Dublin, Tom, they're the benchmark for Tyrone and for any, like for Exeter Donegal. They're the benchmark, and when I look, especially our first half performance, Tom, we were very toothless up front, I felt we just, you know, we didn't really get, there were a lot of scores that we possibly could have gotten, didn't get, and we were very, very slack in possession, Tom. We let a lot of balls go. Like there was two possessions that came off Colm Kavanagh that got a goal and a point come off. Them, that was the kind of stuff that was very evident to me that I was critical of, Tom. Like when we play, when Tyrone go to McCool Park on Sunday, Tom, they cannot afford to be given that kind of possession away, because no matter what people say about Dublin and their forward line, I still believe that Donegal have probably one of the most potent forward lines in the country at the minute. You know, with the likes of Michael Murphy, McFadden, McHugh, and the likes of Brennan. Like, them boys are, to me, as good as any. They'll match any Dublin forward. And obviously, the likes of McBurney have been missing, but I still feel that this forward line that we're meeting on Sunday is as good as we met against Dublin. So we can't afford to be given possession away, Tom, and not getting scores from it. That's my opinion. That's why I was critical of them. I felt that we were slack giving balls away, especially against one of the best teams in the country, the best team in the country at the minute. So that's the reason I was a bit critical of them, Tom. And I felt that I just felt that they were a bit slack giving the ball away, especially, you know, when you're at home, Tom. It's like, you know, you can guarantee when Tyrone's playing Donegal on Sunday in McCool Park, they'll get very little ball, loose ball from Donegal, because, as I say, that's why Donegal won so many matches in that pitch, because they give nothing away. You know, the possession is kept. It's kept very, very close, tight, and we give too much away against Dublin and Omagh. So that was my real more reason for the criticism. But we still are very. I still felt we were a bit toothless up front too as well. When it come, especially the first half, Tom.
Yeah. Tell me, I know there's a couple of injury worries. I suppose Ronan McNamee is one, and Colm Kavanagh. I'm not sure what's the story on him.
Well, I think Colm carried that injury in from his Common game. I think he got a badly bruised shin and stuff, and he carried it through. His performance against Dublin wasn't great. He started okay, but he faded badly, Tom. So, but by all accounts, again, Tom, I'm not privy to a lot of what goes on in the panel, but by all accounts, he's back playing, back training, back playing well. The injury to Ronan McNamee, again, just hearing from hearsay, really, was that Ronan had sort of, it was a bruise as well, more of a bruise. And people talk, first of all, it was a strained calf, but I think he had just a bruise. So I would say there'd be no injury worries that way, Tom, from the starting lineup, to be honest with you.
Yeah. And Adrian, of course, as we mentioned earlier, Patrick McBrearty out, a huge blow to Donegal, and big concerns over Owen Bond-Gallagher as well, who has been a very influential player this year in the Championship.
Yeah, Owen has had a crack in the Championship, Tom, all right. His marauding runs going forward, and Casey, you know, he was chipping in with a score or two in each game, and even on top of that, probably getting pulled down for frees as well. He's going to be a loss if he doesn't make it. Obviously, everybody spoke about Patrick and the loss he is, but I suppose in the last league against Roscommon, when we fared reasonably well on side with Jamie and Oren and Michael Murphy rotating in and out as he felt, but Sunday's a different kettle of fish, and it's going to be tighter as the games go on in this Championship, but the room for error is less and less, and Sunday it's going to be more like a Championship feel, whereas some of the other games haven't really reached the heights that they should have.
There's been no real bite. I know the Tyrone-Dublin game probably was the first game in this section or in the group that Donegal and Tyrone and Roscommon were in, anyway, where there was any real bite in it, wasn't it?
Yeah, without a doubt. Like, when you look at the top eight teams at the minute, I suppose apart from Dublin and probably Roscommon and Kildare, the two poorer teams in it, the rest are much of a muchness, you know, and the first weekend out of the Super 8, it was quite a drab affair between all the games, having watched them, and second weekend was a lot better. They definitely did pick up a bit, you know, but Sunday's affair is definitely totally different. It's up the games. It's more or less, it's the way Championship should be. It's knockout, and like whatever you have on Sunday, you give it, leave it out in the pitch, and that's the way it'll be. But I'd be hoping that, you know, with the wee bit of experience that we have done it through the team, with fellas that have won
All Irelands and whatnot, and a lot of younger lads with them that would have enough to get over the line. And although we'll have to up it from the Roscommon game, the likes of the Jamie Brennans and Owen McNeilers, is Michael Langan and these fellas, they will have to up it again to beat a decent Tyrone team.
That's the voice of Adrian Sweeney. He's one of our special guests on tonight's extended edition of the GAA programme with me, Tom Comack, until 9.30. We're with you tonight, and we thank P.O. McCann for lending us the half hour from his country music show. P.O.'s here in the background listening away. He hasn't the Tyrone colours on, but I can see a quiet satisfaction in his face, and I believe that he's quietly confident. I know he's been making money on the Galway races, so I think he'll be probably putting a few bob on Tyrone as well. But Donegal midfielder Hugh McFadden is one of the young players, well, one of the players that has come in recent years, and kind of has nailed down a position in the team. He's quite versatile as well. He was full forward when Donegal played Tyrone last, and now he's played a more defensive role from midfield, and he's certainly looking forward to the game.
This is the time of year now that we've all been looking forward to. If we were lucky enough to get this far, we knew it was going to be exciting. We're presented with the challenge of playing Tyrone in McCool Park in August to get a chance to go into the Ireland semi-final. So if you said that to any man in Donegal football last Christmas, you'd be very, very excited by it. And it's going to be a big week building up to Sunday, you know.
Yeah, people are saying it's going to be the biggest game in McCool Park of all time. It's more or less a home quarter final. There's going to be a great atmosphere there.
Yeah, if you go back to any of the big Donegal Tyrone games throughout the recent years, they've had a hostile, exciting environment, especially 2013 and 15 in McCool Park. And given the nature of this game, it's not just an Ulster Championship game, but it's like an Ulster Championship game to get into an Ireland semi-final. It's hard to see that it's going to be anything but exciting. But in the same terms, us as a group of players, we're taking a professional approach to it, and we're preparing ourselves to try to get a big performance.
I suppose people were perhaps surprised that Tyrone were beaten in the Ulster Championship. They've bounced back well from that. What have you made of them so far this year?
Unfortunately for Tyrone, they were unable to get over Monaghan and Healy Park back in the first round of the Ulster Championship. I was at the game that day, and I must say I was very impressed by the performance of both teams. I thought Monaghan were excellent, and Tyrone were just a wee bit short behind them on that day. But Tyrone put up some massive scores throughout the course of the qualifiers. I know they had a tight game against Meath and they could have been beaten, but the nature of the qualifiers, they were only coming over the Monaghan game, but since that day they've been very impressive. They found a range of scores. They're keeping a lot of bodies behind the ball, counter-attacking, and their kick-outs are good, and they're aggressive in opposition kick-outs. So, this Tyrone team is going to provide a massive task for us, and that's just talking about the tactics, and then given the quality of player that they have on top of that. Niall Slund has been arguably one of the best players in the championship to date, and that Matty Donnelly, Peter Hart, Tierney McCann, Mark Bradley starting to come back into things now, and they're very, 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 very astute side.
Yeah, you mentioned Niall Slodden there. When the sides met in the league in Omagh, he was one man in particular that caused a lot of damage. And Tyrone that day were comfortable winners, really.
Yeah, if I remember correctly, Tyrone kind of came out of the blocks flying, and we actually done very well for about 15-20 minutes in the second part of the first half. But Tyrone came out after half-time and just took control of the game for long periods, and suppose would have been disappointed with our performance levels that night. And as you say, Niall Slund was a catalyst and Tyrone beating us that night. Suppose we'll look at those things, but whatever plan Declan and the background team put together, hopefully we can implement it as best we can on Sunday.
Yeah, moving towards the Super 8s, of course, got off with a disappointing defeat against Tyrone or against Dublin, although it was an encouraging performance. But that made last week's game against Roscommon a must-win match, and you got through it. What were your thoughts of that game?
Yeah, look, we were disappointed not to beat Dublin. I don't think that we ever really put ourselves in the position to go and win the game, even though we performed quite admirably throughout it. We still didn't push them as close as we really could, I don't think. And that's also recognising the qualities that Dublin have. They're the best team in the country, and they're the best team for many reasons. If you look at last week's performance against Roscommon, I think that we played well, to be fair. Roscommon are always going to come with that spurge of passion and energy, given the nature of their defeat the week before, and the combination of that they're playing in Dr. Hyde Park. We controlled the game for long periods, and as Declan mentioned earlier in some other interviews, we rued a few good chances for goals and extra points that would probably put an extra gloss on the performance, but I thought it was solid, but it still wasn't towards the do-or-die championship performances that we're going to have to produce next Sunday here.
The games have come thick and fast this year. We've seen it. A lot of teams have played week after week. There's a two-week break, a fortnight between the Roscommon game and the Tyrone game. Is that really pleasing to have that two-week break just to get the body recovered and in time for and primed and ready for what is going to be a huge match?
Yeah, I think the two-week break is definitely going to lead to an increased performance from us and Tyrone, given the nature we'll be able to look at each other for 2 weeks and prepare, because that I don't think the Roscommon players will be too happy with a two-week break, unfortunately, because you know they're playing a dead rubber game now against Dublin, so that's probably one of the negatives of the Super 8, that the Roscommon boys have to turn out for 2 weeks now, considering they're out already. But in terms of our preparation against Dublin, I think it's good, or against Tyrone, sorry, I think it's good, and I think it's going to lead to an even maybe a more intense battle, given that the preparation that allows both teams to put in.
It's been a few years since Donegal made it to the All-Ireland semi-final. It's a huge prize for defeating Tyrone next week. It'll be great to be back there, I'm sure, and you'll be doing everything in your power to make it.
Aye, look, you know, unfortunately we haven't been able to reach the semi-finals now since 2014. I think we have a lot of good teams throughout the years, but unfortunately it just didn't work out the way we wanted it to. One thing I can guarantee is that there'll be nobody coming out of the Donegal changing room next Sunday at 3:30 that'll be lacking in will or desire or effort to get to an All-Ireland semi-final. You're going to have to argue no one's going to really come out of their own team too willing to flint too easily, and there's no point hiding away from that there. It's going to be a game of fine margins, and we're just hoping that we can find those margins a wee bit better than they can.
A game of fine margins. Hugh McFadden reckons Adrian Sweeney.
Yeah, that's what it'll come down to, Tom. I mean, if we know how the two teams will set up, and it'll be based on counter-attack, turning ball over and breaking at pace and trying to catch the other team on the break. We've seen the way that Donegal have set up and Tyrone have set up something similar. Most of all them teams are setting up in the same way anyway. You know, it's mainly based on overturning the ball and trying to get the team on the break and trying to get avenues, breaking down the defensive barriers that each team puts up, you know. So it is a game of fine margins, and I suppose the team that doesn't concede a goal may come out on top, but it's definitely down. It's a collective effort as well, Tom. I mean, on years gone by, you would be dependent on maybe two or three players to pull the team through or whatever, whereas now it's, I mean, you can get a corner back kicking two scores or two or three scores in a game. You can get a wing half back, you know, so the scores are generally spread all around the team because of the way the game has gone. It's been more of a running game, and Sunday will be no different. Tyrone have a mixture of good players. Megan McKeown in the corner back there has chipped in with a couple of scores in the last couple of games, and likewise Tiernan McCann, these sort of fellas, you know. So it's going to be a tight affair, there's no doubt about it, and the forecast is quite good for the weekend, so it's going to be warm as well. So
What are the key battles as you see it? What are the crunch areas?
Well, I don't think there's any particular. I mean, listen, the two teams will be well. The two management teams will have their homework well done. There'll be men will be you know, designated jobs of picking up different fillers or whatnot. But I think it's just the general that whatever team controls the game best, uses the possession that they have best, and takes their scores when the chances arise. I think that's the team that'll come out on top. The team that stays most composed will come out on top. It'll be hostile. There'll be plenty of variables, I'm sure, going as well. So generally, I don't see any direct battle that's going to decide the game. I think there'll be a number of battles throughout the field, and it's just about whatever team can get on top and use the possession. Mm.
I know you have to leave us, Adrian. John Lynch is staying on with us for the second half of the programme. Tell me, in terms of, look, I know what your heart says, what does your head say?
Well, I suppose Tyrone have come through the better, I suppose, have the better challenges throughout the championship. I suppose they played Monaghan early on in Oma. And they've come through a couple of tight games. Donegal haven't been tested that much, really.
Adrian, unfortunately, we have to leave you. Thanks for joining us. We go to the newsroom in Dublin.